Matt Greenwood with you on KGF Sports Talk. I'm joined by Laura Helwig, head coach for Crystal City Volleyball. Well, the Crystal City Hornets are one half of our matchup tonight on KGF. Of course, Valley Park is the opponent, and we'll get to them here in a second. But honestly, this is our first time with a true catch-up interview with Coach Helwig here this season. And a Crystal City team that comes into this matchup tonight 6-7. They just played maybe the three toughest opponents they have seen in some time with Jefferson R7, St. Clair, and then Festus. But 6-7 record going into this matchup tonight. Happy to have the call for you again here tonight on KJFF. About 6:30 maybe is what we're looking at first serve. But, Coach, first off, nice to talk to you for the first time this season and really looking forward to this one. Your thoughts on this matchup?
Well, I'm hoping this is a school a little more probably our size. I'm hoping that we come out strong. You know, we're always working towards the end of the season. Like you said, we came off a tough couple weeks this last week, and so it's a little frustrating to play some of the bigger schools sometimes because we don't have a lot of big kids, so you kind of struggle. But this should be a little more comparable, and so hopefully we'll come out and play well.
And what is a key to success against, I guess, any opponent, really? Is it coming out and getting to a 10-5 lead? Does that put your girls at ease, or what is it for you? How do you get to those early leads?
Well, you know, I've always said I've never, ever scouted a team. And the reason is if my girls are playing and doing what they're supposed to do, then we should be okay. And with this team this year, it's a nice little team. I actually have three freshmen starting varsity. So there's a lot of experience there. I also have a foreign exchange student this year, Frida, and she's doing a great job, and she's had some experience playing volleyball, and you can tell that when you watch her play. You know, sometimes we're clicking, sometimes we're not, but as long as we're playing, you know, our game and we're playing with effort, I win or lose, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I gotcha. I'm going to let you tell us how to pronounce Frida's last name because I have no idea.
It's Korshaven.
Okay.
She's actually from Norway.
Very cool.
Yeah, first time I've ever had a foreign exchange student that could play volleyball.
Yeah, tell us about that experience real quick.
Well, you know, it happens a lot. You know, you'll have kids come in and they'll be like, oh, we have a foreign exchange student and she'd like to play volleyball. And she played in her country and you just kind of go, uh-huh, okay. And then they come in and they're not very good and they struggle. And I don't know that I've ever had in my 17 years with varsity, I don't know that I've ever had a foreign exchange student play JV or varsity. And so when she came in, we start playing, and I didn't know she would be eligible to play for, I want to say it was like a week and a half into practice before I even got the okay through Misha that she would be okay to play with this. But she's doing a little bit of passing, a little setting, and you know, I'm kind of looking and I'm going, okay, she knows what she's doing. She can pass pretty good and hands pretty good. And we go through this hitting drill and I'm tossing balls over and they're passing and hitting, and she jumped up and hit a ball past me, and I was like, yes. I go, this girl can play some volleyball. And we go to her quite a bit. I mean, she's fun to watch.
Yeah, she's your leader in kills, Coach, which you need someone to win you some hard points, and obviously she's doing a consistent job of that for you.
She is, and you know what? She enjoys that. She, you know, because we're like, well, can you like the pressure? You know, should we not give you the ball as much? And she's like, no, I want the ball. She likes to get the ball, and we set her on the front row, and we set her on the back row.
Yeah, that's very cool. And the fact that she's from Norway, that truly is awesome. And the fact that she's helping you guys win matches is a double bonus, honestly.
Right. And you know what, too? She works hard and she's a good kid. So that's a big plus.
Yeah, certainly. Coach, we'll get you out of this as we're speaking to Laura Helwig, head coach of Crystal City Volleyball. I believe you said three, maybe four seniors. Can you introduce them to us and their impact on the team this year?
Oh, I only have two seniors.
Two seniors? Okay.
Two seniors. Ashley DeMazin is my senior libero, and then Frida Korshaven is my middle hitter, middle blocker. She's my other senior.
Okay, so she jumped right into, that senioritis, if you will, or I think that's what they call
right,
it. Right,
because when they come over as foreign exchange, they're only here for a year. Like, they don't come over and play, like, a couple seasons. They come over and they're eligible for one season, and that's it.
Okay,
so they're considered seniors, and she'll walk with the graduating class, and so.
Okay, very well.
That's how that works. Yeah,
that's cool. And just your thoughts on Ashley DeMazin, since she is the other senior for you.
Yeah, Ashley's doing a good job this year. She also should be, I think, listed on the SDL today as far as digs. This is a new position for her. She played some defense for me last year, was not a libero, but she struggled a little on the front row, and so she kind of liked being in the back row. She's actually a softball player. She's planning on going to East Central to play softball, so she does a great job on defense.
All right, very well. Well, Coach Helwig, we certainly appreciate the time this afternoon and look forward to talking to you at some point tonight as well.
Thank you.
All right, that is Crystal City head coach Laura Helwig, Crystal City Volleyball. As again, we'll have Crystal City Volleyball for you tonight on KGF as they host Valley Park right here on KGF.